One of the foundations that Avoda is built on is Simcha, joy. We all know that the Pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, one has to serve Hashem with joy. In the Torah it says, Tachas asher loy avadita es Hashem elekecha b'simcha v'tuv levav. Klal Yisrael is held accountable because they didn't serve Hashem with joy and happiness. It's an intrinsic part of service of Hashem. Now, simcha is something we're obligated to inspire ourselves and to engage in while serving Hashem. But more than that, it's a big indication of whether what we're doing is truly Avodas Hashem or not. Someone who's davening or engaged in any form of Avodas Hashem and doesn't feel joy means that he doesn't really understand what he's doing. And he doesn't appreciate that he's serving Hashem. If a person would have the minimal understanding of what Hashem's name represents, the greatness, the goodness, the mercy, the love, it would be natural to be filled with joy when having the opportunity to serve Hashem. If a person is walking on the street and finds a box, he opens it up and he discovers a fortune in precious jewels. If he doesn't light up in overwhelming joy, it means he has no understanding of what they are. He must think they're fakes or toys. If someone is davening and it doesn't affect them, making them happy to do what they're doing, they must lack understanding and appreciation of what it is they're doing. And therefore, it is difficult to consider that avodah. Avodah isn't something which is a simple action, like shaking a lulav. It's defined by the heart. As Chazal say, Eza avodah shebelev zehu tefillah. What service is done through the heart? That's tefillah. And if a person's heart isn't in it, which is demonstrated by the joy a person feels when he knows what he's doing, it's hard to qualify it as avodah. All the words we use to describe Hashem, all the names of Hashem, don't actually describe Hashem at all. If we were trying to describe Hashem, we would just be quiet. As the Pasuk says, Lecha Dumiya Tehillah, to you Hashem, the best praise is being quiet, because rather than diminishing Hashem's greatness through our lack of understanding, it would be much greater praise to be just awed into silence. But we do praise Hashem because what we're talking about is not Him, but we're talking about His chesed, the kindness that Hashem bestows upon us, all the things He grants us daily and in our lives. Every word we use about Hashem, whether one of Hashem's names or one of the descriptions, like Gadol Gibor, we're referring to interactions Hashem has with us. And they are all the endless kindness and mercy He showers on us. Therefore, the part of tefillah, which is praising Hashem, really means that we have to think about all that Hashem does for us and praise Him for that. And that means when we're talking about Hashem's chesed, we have to think about the chesed we get. That's how it's real. That's how it's meaningful. And how could that not invoke and inspire a person to simcha? And that's why the knowledge that we're standing in front of Hashem, we understand what Hashem means to us, by definition will bring us to joy in service of Hashem. We say that avodah, service of Hashem, means we're standing in front of Hashem. You have to know you're oymid lefnei Elokim. And then it's of utmost importance to know what the word Elokim means. And the word Elokim is Hashem, who has control of all the powers in the world, everything that there is, every kayach, every energy, every force. And what does He do with it? He uses it to give to us, to be mative to us, to be kind to us, to show His love for us, to points which are beyond our capability to understand. It's all Hashem's hashpa, all the tayva He's being mashpia on us, and there's the whole world, and then there's personal, to each person, individually. And the more we invest time in thinking about that, the more we'll get worked up, the more it'll inspire us, affect us. That realization that we're standing in front of Hashem, and by naturally it will fill us with joy and simcha. that we have this honor to be able to daven to Hashem, to be able to stand in front of Hashem.